the MoneyWeb Crypto Podcast, where we discuss all things crypto related. Your host, Kieran Ryan.
Here's something new. A digital token backed by a basket of currencies, including the US dollar, euro, and rand. It was launched in March by tech company Intershare in collaboration with digital asset management group Blue Asset. While the token is being launched initially in South Africa, it is designed for the international market. Now, this is not a stable coin as we understand it. Stable coins maintain a fixed one-to-one peg to a single currency, but IS21 distributes currency exposure across multiple monetary systems through a diversified reserve structure. We'll find out more about that in a minute. So in time, the digital token will include gold and around 20 reserve currencies. In other words, it's attempting to provide more stability than anything else out there. To find out more, we're joined now by Pierre Oosthuizen, who is CEO of Intershare. Hi, Pierre. Thank you very much for your time. Let's kick off with a quick understanding of what IS21 is and what it's not. It's not a stable coin. Is it something else entirely?
Yeah, and in the digital world, they labeled all these tokens in a certain manner. So it's not a stable coin as because there's a multiple asset basket underneath it. So it's mostly a multi-basket asset a token that's like you said earlier that's will eventually be fully backed by 20 currencies and of course gold.
Okay, so who is this aimed at and how do they acquire IS21 and give us an idea, what's the response been like so far?
Yeah, I mean, so far, like you said, our launch was about a month ago. Response has been great. We've had some multiple exchanges worldwide that's already been contacting us. How do we get it online? Institutional, we're talking, direct to institutional. It was designed both for, your retail market and your institutional market. As we all know, currencies, they go up and go down, and that was the whole purpose behind it is for the stabilization of your money, of your funds. And institutions especially, they're very secure about, investing in or underlying currency that actually depreciates or, go down in value due to outside markets. We all know what's going on in the world. People are so worried about the dollar. Rand has always been under pressure. So this is more stabilization of your money, multi-baskets. And, that's what makes it so unique. We did design it for another purpose as well. And I'll just touch on it basically. So basically what's happening is every currency that is going to be the underlying asset, let's say dollars, is going to be in America. Rand's going to be sitting in South Africa, pounds in UK, and so on and so on. And the main reason for that is we've got a massive belief, especially that, we all should share in the trade world as we know it, not like, BRICS that is just excluding, certain things. So we all should, stand together, and work together for this, and by the physical currency sitting in every country of origin, all that people that understand how the financial world works is that institutions, we that asset managers, where the funds are, that is part of that country's GDP. So basically everybody is, is getting the benefit out of a currency that's going to get used for, cross-border transactions, institutional, keeping, for their own funds. And it's very unique, and it, we designed it especially for that reason, so it stays, very stable. Forex world is quite interesting. One goes up, other one goes down, but 21 linked to it, it is massively stable. The gold portion, we all know what gold is, and the gold portion is purely for us, they're basically the hedge against the depreciation of currencies. So, that will even, help that part where normal currencies all in the world actually do depreciate, with a certain percentage every year. And the gold just stabilizes that portion as well. So it's very unique. It's very technical in the sense of, developing it. And, when it's all rolled out, it's going to be something, I think, or I know actually that, you know, can really benefit, you know, everybody, you know, every country that's involved, you know, can benefit from it. And, you know, that is the goal and that is what we're going for.
And I guess the name IS21, IS being your company, Intershare, 21 being 21 currencies or commodities, because you're going to have gold in there. Do you plan to have the most liquid currencies in there? Would you eventually look at maybe having silver in there as well?
Yeah, for now, it's just for the design part, like I said, it was designed for the currency stabilization, and that's why the 20 currencies. And we're looking at the top 20 trading currencies in the world, you know, at a certain point. So that means just the currencies are getting used for purchases, you know, around the world, you know, the ones that gives the, you know, the whole world market, you know, stability. So, and that's the top 20, you know, Rand just makes it. I think it's number 20 on that list at this point in time. And of course, it's close to your heart because we are South Africans, although it's an international company. Like I said earlier, the gold is purely for stability of depreciation of the currencies. Silver and those things for me is more tradable commodity. So, you know, we'll probably not look at that because then you go into the price, you know, the price argument, you know, and we don't want to do that. You know, we want to be stable, you know, although we can't call it a stable coin because it's got multiple stuff, but it is more stable than any other, you know, token at the moment that's out there.
So if it's not a stable coin, what do you call it?
Like I said earlier, it's not like what I would like to call it, a stable coin, because technically it is stable, but due to the, you know, the industry and what they call certain stuff and regulations and you know, MiCA and the Genius Act, you know, it's labeled as a, you know, asset, you know, a multiple asset coin or token, and not stable.
Okay, and how will you weight this? The dollar, of course, is extremely dominant in world trade. Is that going to have higher weighting than, let's say, the euro or the pound?
No, that was one of the designs when we started 4 years ago designing the coin. I always said, you know, I call it equality. And I said, you know, everybody will have exactly the same weight. So, you know, when you put in your 210 Rand, for argument's sake, you know, there will be, you know, 10 Rand, you know, basically purchases every underlining, you know, currency and gold at that price at that point in time. So they will, one will definitely not overrule the other one. They all will be exactly the same, you know, exactly the same power, exactly, because we never know what's going to happen to either one of them. You know, the world is at a very strange place at the moment. And, you know, now you overweight one currency and tomorrow it, you know, it falls through, you know, and that's not the idea. You know, we don't want to always say, believe in this, you know, from my background in investing, this is, you know, don't try and guess what's going to happen in the future. You know, get the most stable and, you know, secure, you know, what you can get. And that's why we keep the weight exactly the same for everyone.
So what happens if, let's say, the Rand is no longer the 21st or the 20th biggest traded currency in the world and you replace it with something else? How do you handle that?
Yeah, so basically, if that does happen, we're just going to follow a list and say, oh, sorry, you're 21 now, so we're going to take you off. You know, you're going to have to really, something terrible must happen before we actually do that. And that's not a, basically what happens is then is the, that specific one's assets basically gets converted to the next one in line, you know, if you want to call it like that. So the equality or the percentage of how it works stays exactly the same. You know, the rands will just be, you know, converted to which other currency there is, you know, and it will just, you know, go on as normal. But like I said, the point is not to switch and swap, you know, currencies. We just use the 20 as the margin, and through our massive research on, you know, on currencies and how forex work, is, you know, 20 gives you the most stable line of, you know, all the currencies that's trading at the moment. One goes a little bit down, the other one goes a bit up. We're not just going to replace it. You know, it's probably going to stay at the original 20 that is at the moment, except if something massive dramatically happens.
Okay. And have you done back testing on this just to see how you would have fared? You know, if you were, for example, running a corporate treasury or you're an institution parking cash. If you were to buy IS21 and rather than have dollars or rands, you put it into IS21, how would you have done you know, when markets have been in turmoil like they have been in the last few months?
Yeah, so we did some back testing, and a launch actually had a very nice thing to show people exactly, you know, what happens if you had IS21, you know, 10 years ago, because we can only use back data. We don't know what the future is. And if you only had Rand, you know, and it was like a, you know, some sucking a bit, I'm not going to think exactly before me, but it was like a, if you had Rands, your value of your investment would have been 40% more than if you originally just kept the Rands, you know, but not all currencies are the same.
What time is that?
That was a 10-year period of time, you know, where if you only had dollars, it probably would have been a little bit more. But like I said, it's just, you know, we do not know what the future is, you know, and we don't try and predict it. So we try and make it as stable as possible. Yes, there is certain currencies that actually lost a little bit, you know, if you kept it in that currency. But the same argument goes for, we still don't know what's going to happen tomorrow with that one, you know. So for institutional, the conversations we had for institutionals up until this point, and this is not just South Africa, this is, you know, quite broad. You know, they all prefer, you know, a stable thing that they, you know, they know what the, you know, what's going to happen. I mean, if you take a simple mathematic, let's say the dollar crash completely, that, you know, I have no fear of happening, but let's, for this conversation, you know, your value will only drop by 4.76%, and that's massive. But also in the same argument, you know, Forex market works like if one goes down, the other one goes up. So the back test we run, you know, we ran on this whole thing is, you know, even if one currency does really do bad, it actually doesn't affect it, you know, it actually stays very, very, very stable.
Now, give us some background about yourself and your team. Are you coming from traditional finance? You did say that you have an investment background, so tell us about that.
Yeah, so, I mean, I started off, you know, I mean, I've been 15 years financially in the financial world. I've been with Discovery, one of the, you know, one of the big guys in the investment side, especially. I also did a lot of offshore investment, and that's where I learned and understand, you know, the way the offshore environment works, you know, differently than South Africa, you know. And then I've got my CEO. He is actually 25 years Sanlam, you know, so he comes from that world. My business developer, and she actually has got more than 19 years experience with PSG. My STO, my technical, you know, they come from Adopt IT, you know, more than 10 years experience. My main blockchain developer is in-house. So that's also one of the things I made sure, you know, we do achieve, you know, so we've got our hands and, you know, on the code itself, you know. So there we've got all the experience in all the fields, you know, for an understanding the industry and learning as we go. This is a new world for a lot of people, but it's a massive evolving world very, very fast. And we are very proud of what we've achieved in the last, you know, 8 years, you know, in this new world that we, you know, that's building.
Okay, so it's been 8 years in the development. Take us through very quickly how somebody purchases the token. How do they store it, and how secure is the infrastructure behind it?
Yeah, so what we did is you know, and from where go is this, with my developing team and everybody else, you know, the safety and security is number one priority. You know, that's always been, that's why the token exists. So we used the Ethereum blockchain, that is the most secure, you know, tested, you know, Web3 development, you know, blockchain that's on this. So it was developed originally on Ethereum network. It probably will, you know, move to the other ones as time goes along. It's all fully decentralized, you know, and that's one of the nice things about, you know, I call it the new era, you know, against traditional finance. You know, it's fully transparent, you know, our audit system is on the site itself. You know, anytime any client, 24 hours a day, can go look at what is the underlying assets, where it is, where does it sit, you know, the real currencies, and, you know, with which asset manager, third party auditor, you know, audits it, you know, and make sure that it does there. We do not have loan right to actually move funds around. The asset manager, you know, has got deal rights when we move any funds around. So we really went into, you know, securing it at all cost. How can they, you know, the clients get hold of it? So there's two models there. At this point in time, you can go on the site itself and you can actually purchase there using other, you know, USDT, other crypto. The minting and burning process, we've got a very unique structure there as well that we decided to go into. And due to our multiple currencies and countries that we're going to be in, we use local exchanges in every country for the minting and burning. Now, minting and burning is, for people who doesn't know, you know, that's why basically, you know, if you buy one and you sell one, you know, you mint and you burn. So then we use the local exchanges. Also for exposure, you know, and it's also not just one point of entry. So we also in that way, we work with the expertise out there, you know, our main local one is Africa's Dalar. Then we also got the biggest, blockchain management company that's also involved with us called Fireblocks. Also for transparency purposes, for the keys that gets hold, you know, when it comes to all this whole process. No human is involved when it comes to mint and burners, all on smart contracts. So every layer has been built for 100% security and transparency for the clients, especially institutions, you know, institutions that, going to use us in the future. They got full transparency, 24 hours a day, you know, where's the funds, what is it doing, where does it sit, you know, in all senses of the way.
Okay, so if somebody buys a token, will that token have a price, or do they, if I'm investing, let's say, 1,000 Rand, am I getting 1,000 Rands worth converted equally into these different 21 assets?
Yeah. So basically what happens is, you know, on day one, when we started the whole project, you know, we had to start at some point, you know, so we used a dollar for 1-to-1 for, you know, the first purchase. And then of course, as the ecosystem or the currency start moving against each other, the price changes as well. So what it does is as soon as you said, let's say 1,000 Rand, it goes and look, you know, at all 21. If all 21 is in place, it will go look for my 10 Rand, what would it cost me to, you know, what will I get in value of each one of the other ones? And it gets measured back to your own currency, you know, for buying and selling. So that's on the site, it shows it permanently, you know, what is the real value, you know. We are linked to some of the big corporations for, you know, where we get our prices from. So it's consistently exactly what the value is, you know, of all the currencies combined, and that's what your buying or selling price is.
And I guess the plan is to take this international and steadily expand the number of currencies you hold in reserve. So at the moment, it looks like you've got about 3 currencies, but you are going to add gold and then the other ones that you mentioned earlier.
Yeah, we actually already added gold. It was about a week or two ago, we already added gold. So we're actually sitting already at 4. And the whole plan behind this, or the whole model behind it is, and it's all due to, you know, our banks and asset managers look at stuff. So for every 5 million we reach as the coin grows, we add the next one. So every 5 million US, not rands, we add the next one, you know, until we got the full basket.
Very interesting. It's no doubt going to be a bit of a game changer for people who are looking for extra stability, treasury managers, and I guess people who just want to hedge themselves a little bit against some of this currency turbulence that we're seeing at the moment. So I wish you the very best of luck with this, and we'll check in with you again and see how things are going.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for listening to the MoneyWeb Crypto Podcast, hosted by Kieran Ryan. To listen to our other podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the MoneyWeb app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.